Good morning. It is 8:18 and you are listening to Raven Radio. Joining me this morning in the studio, I have Becky Selengut. She is chef, author, teacher, comedian, and fellow Jersey girl in the house.
Woo, Jersey.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Great. Hey, you're here to do all that and more because of the Sitka Seafood Festival.
That's right. So happy to be here. First time in Sitka. And damn, it's gorgeous.
It's very beautiful here. And you're lucky you're getting the warmth.
Right. That's what I've heard.
So you're getting the perfect Sitka summer.
We went to the top of Visit Harbor Mountain last night, and unbelievable.
But you're not, this landscape is not so unfamiliar to you. You're based out of Seattle?
Based out of Seattle, but, you know, this kind of stuff never gets old, and Seattle is beautiful for sure, but this is different. It's different here. I don't know. Less people. Love it.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And you're wearing a lot of different hats while you're here. So we'll put your chef hat on first. Right. And why is it important to be involved in this festival?
I've been kind of living and breathing seafood stuff for the last, I guess, 4 years. Actually, longer than that. I worked in a fine dining restaurant in outside of Seattle called the Herb Farm. Really, you know, high end, 10-course meals, ridiculously expensive. But what I loved about my job there is I got to pretty much be the fish girl. I got to, you know, haul in 40-pound kings, Alaska kings, and, you know, black cod and halibut and abalone and urchin and gooey duck and all of it, and learned on the job how to work with all that great product and what is good product and what isn't and how to cook it in a fabulous way. But I didn't really want to be in the restaurant business. So soon after I got out of it, I started teaching, and I just have a blast working with people, and especially Midwesterners, man, they really need help. They're like, they hate fish, most of them. And it's because they've never gotten really great quality fish, and that's starting to change. But they're my best students because, you know, they're my challenge, and I love teaching them how to take a great product and make a fabulous dinner out of it.
And that was my next question. Do you tend to like to have students who are completely newbies to fresh fish, or do you like to have sort of foodies in the class?
Both, but I think my greatest satisfaction is people who say that they hate fish and that they know that they should be eating more fish for the planet and for their health, but they feel like they ruin it, they don't know what they're ordering, and then the whole sustainability thing, they just feel overwhelmed by all the complexity of, you know, it's. I feel like my job is to not just teach people how to cook good fish, but to help them make that choice in the first place, so they know what they're getting. But then, if they go home and they ruin it, they're never going to go back. They're going to go get a burger. You know,
it's easy. It's, you know, to some people, fish doesn't seem affordable.
That's true, and that's actually kind of a myth. Even if you're buying, you know, high quality, great, sustainable fish. Yes, you're going to be putting some money into it so that everyone can get their well-deserved share. At the same time, especially in the Seattle area, there's a lot of sustainable seafood that's very affordable. Sardines, clams, mussels, squid. So there's great choices. You know, certain fish, obviously, like, you know, Chinook, king salmon is really expensive and black cod is. But then I'm trying to encourage people to kind of look down the salmon chain a little bit and start learning how to work with chum and pink salmon, which gets a bad rap, you know. But I think part of the bad rap is that people put it on the grill. Mm-hmm. And they're like, this salmon sucks. And they're like, well,
I cooked it till it wasn't pink anymore.
Yeah. It's like, you're not, you know, it doesn't have a lot of fat. So if it's not something that would be conducive really to grilling. It's really much better to cook it with moist heat techniques, to steam it, to wrap it up, to use it in chowders, you know, to use it with liquid. And so it's a lot of it is just kind of technique and teaching people the right way to use the different kinds of salmon and different kinds of great fish we have up here.
And we were saying, you know, sometimes it's cost, sometimes it's a little bit of anxiety. But so you have a sort of a fun approach when you're teaching. You're a bit of a comedian.
Well, I like to have fun. And I mean, I'm not like cracking jokes left and right, but, you know, in my classes, but I try to keep it entertaining and, you know, just people have fun when you should have fun when you're cooking it. It shouldn't be such a chore. And, you know, there's the reason why the book, I, we haven't gotten to the book yet, but
we're
coming to it. So I'm going to save that thought.
Okay. Well, you have actually a book signing 4 o'clock today at Old Harbor Books. And maybe you can tell about the book.
So in 2011, I wrote a book called Good Fish, Sustainable Seafood Recipes from the Pacific Coast. And the whole idea behind the book was to kind of break down sustainability issues for your average person so that they can make good choices and they aren't, you know, if you're overwhelmed by these kinds of things, you're just going to go eat more burgers. And the whole idea was to get people eating this great fish. At the same time, I really wanted to appeal to all my fishermen buddies and my chef friends, and I didn't want them, you know, they wouldn't find much interest in a book that they already knew all the stuff in there. So the way I set it up was 15 species, and in each chapter there's 5 recipes. The first couple recipes in each chapter is designed for that person from the Midwest who knows nothing about fish, totally scared. And I actually wrote it to that person, you know, explaining things more clearly and holding their hand more. And then as the chapter progresses, the third and fourth and fifth recipe are all for, you know, for my chef friends, for my fisherman buddies, for people who know their way around a kitchen. They know how to choose great seafood, and to challenge them to start doing very different things with it and not grabbing the same, you know, garlic, olive oil, or butter and soy sauce and slapping it on the salmon and putting it on the grill, but to challenge them to think of the fish different ways and have more creativity with it.
And you're setting people up for success, just sort of a nice progression for each species. And also, you have a talk at Sweetland Hall tomorrow at noon talking more about sustainable fisheries. But you're also doing a little bit of research while you're here.
Town. I write for Edible Seattle Magazine, so I think I never really turn off my kind of pitching and research head. So everywhere I go, I mean, seafood's in my blood, and the fishing and fisheries and fishermen and all of it. And so I'm here touring around Sitka and getting to know your great city, and it'll all go into something someday.
It all counts. It's good to just sort of, it just means you're sort of an active learner. That you're,
always.
There's always something to do. So what would you like to do after, you know, your media tour here at the festival? You're going to have fun while you're here in Sitka?
I wish I had more time. Unfortunately, I sort of slipped this trip in between a couple gigs I had back home. So I really wish I had more time, because if I did, I would have been out fishing for sure with someone, because, you know, I love it. And I'm trying to pack in as much as I possibly can, but hiking and fishing would be, I'd be all over that if I had the time. Unfortunately, I have to run out of here right after my talk tomorrow.
Well, so, you can always come back next summer.
I think it's going to happen.
There will be another festival.
Hint, hint.
I'd like to thank my guest, Becky Selengut. She's got the book signing at Old Harbor Books at 4 o'clock and the Sweetland Hall talk tomorrow at noon. Thank you for joining
me. Thanks so much.